Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rav Avraham Goldhar, and today we're Masechta Shkalim Daf Yud, the fourth parak HaTruma. This is going to be an abbreviated shiur. So the three topics we're going to focus on: number one, the opening mishnah of the fourth parak lists items that were initially withdrawn from the treasury chamber. Among the list, it states Shomrei Svichin B'Shvis Notkin Schar Matruma Zalushka. Those who watch over the aftergrowths of the Shemitah year receive their wages from the initial funds withdrawn from the lushka. Since the Omer and Shtei Lechem must be brought from the new crop, based and hired watchmen to prevent animals from treading on the Svichim, and to ask people to refrain from taking the barley and wheat because it had been reserved for these two offerings. The Gemara asks how this payment could be done. The Tikkun Chadatin explains that it's not appropriate that Shkalim be given directly to the watchman and deconsecrated in his possession with nothing taking its place in consecration. The Gemara answers that we take money from a money changer and give it to the harvesters and watchmen before the Omer is offered. Then, when the time to bring the Omer arrived, they would bring money from the Shkalim withdrawn from the box and deconsecrate the money onto the Omer. The deconsecrated money would then go to repay the money changer. The amount given was for the final Isaron that would make up the Omer offering, which was 1/10 of the 3 saw that was initially harvested. Point number 2, the next Mishnah continues to list items were funded from Shkalim, which includes the Lashon Shel Zohoris, the strip of red wool, which is thrown at the Paraduma when it's being burned. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman said in the name of Yochanan, Shalosh Loshanos Hen, there are 3 strips of red wool, and each one is a distinct minimum weight. Shel Seir Basel, the thread strip of the Seir Lazazel, which must be long enough to divide into 2, has the weight of 1 sela. Before the goat is pushed off the cliff, the red strip that was tied to its head was divided into 2. 1 strip would be tied to a rock, and the other half would be tied to the goat's horns. The red strip of the matzora, which does not need weight or length, does not need to weigh more than a shekel, and the red strip of the parduma, which must be heavy so that it will fall into the heart of the fire, must be the weight of 2 selaim. And point number 3, the next Mishnah lists the items that were purchased from the Miyashiari Halishka, the funds that remain in the temple treasury after the initial funds were withdrawn. The Gemara identifies people that were paid from these funds. Talmid Chachamim, who taught the Kohanim the halachas of Shechita, Kabbalah, and Zrikas Adam. Those who examine offerings for blemishes, for mooming, or correct the Sefer Torah and the Azara, as well as the judges who determine fines in monetary cases. And there's Machlokas if the women who weave the parochas are paid from Shkalim or from the Bet HaKabayis, which is the fund for the building and the maintenance of the Beis HaMikdash. The dispute is whether the parochas has the status of a carbon, since the blood of Yom Kippur and other offerings is thrown at them, or if they're given the status of temple construction, since they serve in place of a wall. So once again, the 3 points are number 1. The opening mission of the fourth parak lists items that were initially withdrawn from the treasury chamber. Among the list, it states, Shomrei Svichin B'Shvis Notrin Schara Matrumas Lushka. Those who watch over the aftergrowths of the Shemitah year receive their wages from the initial funds withdrawn from the Lushka. Since the Omer and Shtei Lechem must be brought from the new crop, based and hired watchmen to prevent animals from treading on the Svichim, and to ask people to refrain from taking the barley and wheat because it had been reserved for these 2 offerings. So the Gemara asks how this payment could be done. The Tikkun Chadin explains that it's not appropriate that Shkalim be given directly to the watchman and deconsecrate in his possession with nothing taking its place in consecration. The Gemara answers that we take money from a money changer and give it to the harvesters and watchmen before the Omer is offered. Then, when the time to bring the Omer arrived, they would bring money from the Shkalim withdrawn from the box and deconsecrate the money onto the Omer. The deconsecrated money would then go to repay the money changer. The amount given was for the final Isaron that would make up the Omer offering, which was 1/10 of the 3 saw that was initially harvested. Point number 2, the next Mishnah continues to list items that were funded from Shkalim, which includes the Lashon Shel Zohoris, the strip of red wool which is thrown at the Parduma when it's being burned. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman said in the name of Yochanan, Shalosh Lashonos Hen, there are 3 strips of red wool, and each one has a distinct minimum weight. The red strip of the Seir Lazazel, which must be long enough to divide into 2, has a weight of 1 sela. Before the goat is pushed off the cliff, the red strip that was tied to its head was divided into 2. 1 strip would be tied to a rock, and the other half would be tied to the goat's horns. The red strip of the Matzora, which doesn't need weight or length, doesn't need to weigh more than a shekel. The red strip of the Paraduma, which must be heavy so that it will fall into the heart of the fire, must be the weight of 2 selaim. And point number 3, the next Mishnah lists the items that were purchased from the Mishiari Halishka, the funds that remain in the temple treasury after the initial funds were withdrawn. The Gemara identifies people that were paid from these funds. Talmid Chachamim, who teach the Kohanim the halachos of Shechita, Kabbalah, and Zrikas Adam. those who examine offerings for blemishes or correct the Sefer Torah and the Azara, as well as the judges who determine fines in monetary cases. There's a machlokas of the women who weave the prokhors are paid from Shkalim or from the Bedek Abayis, which is the fund for the building and maintenance of the Beis Hamikdash. The dispute is whether the prokhors have the status of a carbon, since the blood of Yom Kippur and other offerings is thrown at them, or if they're given the status of temple construction, since they serve in place of a wall. All right, so now we go to our siman for Daf Yud, and our siman is a minion of Yidden, a minion of Yidden. So here goes. The Shomrei Svichin, minion of Yidden, who use their wages to buy 3 different sized strips of red wool to wear on the uniforms, proudly went to pick up their wives who were getting paid for their work on weaving the parochas. Once again, in slow motion. The Shomrei Svichin, minion of Yidden, that must mean we're on Daf Yud. The Shomrei Svichin Minyam Yidden, who use their wages, which reminds us, the opening mission of the 4th parak states, Shomrei Svichin B'Shvis Notin Tzcharim Etrumas Lushka. Those who watch over the aftergrowths of the Shemitah year receive their wages from the initial funds withdrawn from the Lushka. Since the Omer Shtei Alechem must be brought from the new crop, based on hired watchmen to prevent animals from treading on the Svichin, and to ask people to refrain from taking the barley and wheat because it had been reserved for these 2 offerings. So Gemara asks how this payment could be done. The Tikkun Chadin explains that it's not appropriate that Shkalim be given directly to the watchmen and deconsecrate in their possession with nothing taking their place in consecration. The Gemara answers that we take money from a money changer and give it to the harvesters and watchmen before the Omer is offered. Then, when the time to bring the Omer arrived, they would bring the money from the Shkalim withdrawn from the box and deconsecrate the money onto the Omer. The deconsecrated money would then go to repay the money changer. The amount given was for the final isaron that would make up the Omer offering, which was 1/10 of the 3 saw that was initially harvested. So the Shomrei Svichin minion of Yidden, who used their wages to buy 3 different sized strips of red wool to wear on their uniforms, which reminds us, the next mission continues to list items that were funded from Shkalim, which includes the Lushan Shel Zahoris, the strip of red wool which is thrown into the Paraduma when it's being burned. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman said in the name of Yochanan, Shalosh Loshanasen, there are 3 strips of red wool, and each one is a distinct minimum weight. The red strip of the Sirul Azaza, which must be long enough to divide into 2, has a weight of 1 sel. Before the goat is pushed off the cliff, the red strip that was tied to its head was divided into 2. One strip would be tied to a rock, and the other half would be tied to the goat's horns. The red strip of the Mitzvah, which doesn't need weight or length, does not need to weigh more than a shekel. And the red strip of the Parduma, which must be heavy so that it will fall into the heart of the fire, must be the weight of 2 slime. So the Shomrei Svichin minion of Yidden, who used their wages to buy 3 different sized strips of red wool to wear on the uniforms, proudly went to pick up their wives who were getting paid for their work on weaving the parochas. Which reminds us, the next mission lists the items that were purchased from the Mishiari Alishka, the funds that remained in the temple treasury after the initial funds were withdrawn. The Gemara identifies people that were paid from these funds. Tom the Chacham, who taught the Kohanim the halachas of Shechita, Kabbalah, and Zrikas Adam. Those who examine offerings for blemishes or correct the Sefer Torah and the Azara, as well as the judges who determine fines in monetary cases. And there's a machlokas of the women who weave the parochas are paid from Shkalim or from the Bedek HaBayis, which is the fund for the building and the maintenance of the base of Mikdash. The dispute is whether the parochas have the status of a carbon, since the blood of Yom Kippur and other offerings is thrown at them, or if they're given the status of temple construction, since they serve in place of a wall. So once again, the Shomrei Svichin minion of Yidden, who used their wages to buy 3 different sized strips of red wool to wear on the uniforms, proudly went to pick up their wives who were getting paid for their work on weaving the parochas. All right, so that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.